When people cross us and things don't work out as we'd hoped, it's so easy to feel thwarted and offended. It's well worth reading John Bevere's book, The Bait of Satan, because it's an excellent book on how not to take offence. Now, you might not be inclined to look on touchiness as a serious sin, but if you've ever had to live or work with a touchy person, you'll know how horrible it can be. At the first hint of a setback, they bristle and bridle because they think you're undermining them and pulling them down. And some people seem to instinctively tut and frown whenever you make a suggestion. You say, "Let's do such and such," only to be met by a sharp tut. "How would it be if we..." only to break off as you see a big frown on their face. It's the verbal equivalent of playing head ball, not with another person who nods it back to you, but with a brick wall. Well, we may have something to learn about finding the right time and way to make our suggestions, but folks, they've got an attitude problem. The good news is that God is not a tut and frown father. He's our coach, he's for us. He wants to fulfill our potential. And here's a quote to take to heart from Tom Landry of the Dallas Cowboys, who reminds us that the job of a coach is to make men do what they don't want to do in order to be what they've always wanted to be.